Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The fifth week of the 2024 regular legislative session is now complete. The deadline for making requests for general bills and constitutional amendments to be drafted is Wednesday, February the 14th. This week at the Capitol, potential new revenue stream for infrastructure through mobile sports betting, House Bill 774. On Thursday, February the 1st, the Mississippi House of Representatives passed House Bill 774 by a vote of 98-14. House Bill 774 establishes the creation of the Mississippi Mobile Sports Wagering Act. This act creates the legalization of mobile sports betting. Note, during the course of debating this measure in the House floor chamber, an amendment was offered and adopted that will allow all 12% of the fees generated from the activities of this measure to be diverted to the Mississippi Department of Revenue, who would then deposit those fees into the Emergency Road and Bridge Repair Fund. Additional note, this measure will now head to the Senate chamber for consideration. Please contact your local Senate delegation and request that they support House Bill 774. Weight limit increase measure introduced. House Bill 835. On Wednesday, January 31st, House Bill 835 was introduced. This measure increases the maximum allowable gross weight requirements for vehicles transporting concrete to 66,000 pounds for vehicles with three axle configurations and establish a maximum gross weight limitation of 74,000 pounds for vehicles with a four axle configuration. Note, this measure was assigned to the House Transportation Committee. No action has been taken on this measure. Additional note, please contact your local legislative delegation to inform them of what type of impact this potential weight limit increase could have on your local infrastructure. Defeat House Bill 180, potential negative impact to interlocal agreements. On Wednesday, January the 17th, House Bill 180 was introduced in the House Accountability, Efficiency, and Transparency Committee. This measure amends Mississippi Code 17-13-11. It provides that when an interlocal agreement between local government units pertains to the provisions of service or facilities by certain county officials, then such agreement must be approved by the county officials and the Attorney General before the agreement is enforced. Note, this measure takes power away from the local boards of supervisors when executing an interlocal agreement. Additional note, currently no action is taken on this measure. The House and Senate will convene on Monday at 4 p.m. Thank you.